Gary, I guess in a way, to come through that tie unscathed, that will please you more than anything, because it was a difficult match.
Yeah, difficult game to make so many changes again. I think we made even more changes this time than we did down at Bristol. But I think we've got the players to do that, and I think on the whole, I thought first half at times we perhaps needed to... I was pleased with the first half, but I just felt we needed to play a little bit higher up the pitch in terms of when we won the ball, and that was something we asked them to do. So, you know, we said at half-time, can we be a little bit braver? You know, maybe just try to build possession with one midfielder and get the other one in and around the front, just to give us a little bit more attacking threat for a longer period, and that's something we've looked at in these type of games. And again, sometimes you will look at one or two things that we perhaps didn't do well Saturday and see if we can have a go at them with a bit less pressure on. But I thought, particularly second half, we started to move the ball really, really well. We started to look a lot brighter on the ball. We started to have a lot better movement in the attacking third. And albeit one or two final passes or one or two final decisions, I think we could have probably had more. And apart from two or three moments, probably caused by our own undoing, really, we were quite comfortable at the back first half. I think we're a bit impetuous once or twice, trying to win things and leaving spaces or giving free kicks away. But I thought we played with much more control defensively and in attack second half, and thoroughly deserved the win. Again, it's another excellent evening for us.
A couple of proper strikers' goals from Wes Thomas as well, weren't they?
Yeah, they were. Yeah, that's Wes all over. You know, poacher's goals, set piece. I think someone's just going to try and claim the set piece and the movements. But Wes, again, he's in and around the keeper. He reacts quickest, which is something that he does so often. And then the second goal, I think, comes from a second or third phase from a free kick or a corner. It ends up getting put back in the box. And again, Wes stays onside and reacts well. And it finished them really, really well. And I was just about to make a change just before that to bring him off to get Brock on the pitch. And then I was toying with, do I leave him on to see if he can get his hat trick? But, you know, we need to make the right changes. And I think one of the plus points for me is, again, if you could plan an evening, I think it went to plan, you know, get some of the younger ones on, get Viv on, get Brownie on, get Brock on the pitch, and still retain our first clean sheet of the season. So I was really pleased with that.
And all three of them looked like they belonged when they came on, didn't they?
Yeah, well, again, I think our tempo actually raised and we attacked even more in the last 10, 15 minutes. And that's something I've said all along. I know we probably haven't been able to give many of the younger players that many opportunities, apart from Demari, of course. But also, you know, I think one thing we've tried to instill in the club is if young players have to work for their opportunity. You know, they have to show every little bit of drive and every time they train. And that's something we're trying to instill in them. And I thought that when they came on the pitch today, they did that. You know, Viv Solomon, as soon as we get it, he's running forward into space, which is what we want him to do. Brownie's worked hard when he's come on and got into good areas. Brock, you know, the one thing I know with him is, even just watching him for half an hour in training yesterday, he'll work his socks off. He'd probably run too much at times and we might have to slow him down a little bit, but he's really enthusiastic and I think showed a little glimpse of one or two bits that he'll give us. So I was really pleased with the evening.